Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nichols scores. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk throws the ball into Cruz, who tags Tabler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jacoby scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Gene Nelson now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kittle scores. Fisk moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Danron pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Mel Hall now playing left field. Chris Bando now catching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Carter reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Fisk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fisk. Carter scores. Thornton moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cruz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Fisk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Guillen. Guillen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Guillen. Butler scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. Carter moves all the way to home. It's 5-4, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Cangalosi scores. Hairston moves to second. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Wayne Tolleson pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Brian Little pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to third for the out. Little moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rod Craig pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Little moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Brian Little now playing second base. Mark Hill now catching. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Wayne Tolles Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Bill Dawley now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 5 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it and throws to home to get Bernazard. Bando moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kangalosi moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson takes first base on ball four. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.